Good morning, everyone.
We have a busy morning.
I know.
Nothing too controversial, though.
Not like Sunday, it's going to be harder for people.
All right.
Good morning.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Morning.
I see that. We do have a quorum, however. So.
Yes. Is Mrs. Ross at her mother's?
Yes, her mother is 95-ish and she's out in California.
Because she wasn't at church on Sunday.
Yeah.
At Corinne and Rusty. St. John's, we all have little numbers on our pews. I'm 63. They are directly across. Right. And if you sit at
somebody else,
pew,
yeah, they get upset about it, right? I thought that was a Baptist thing.
I sit in front of Eddie Culver. The nice thing about sitting in front of Eddie is you can find out anything you want to know about anyone in this town.
I'm sure.
He knows.
I was down on the front row this week because of the twins getting.
Oh, were you down there for the
Yeah,
I didn't see you.
How do you? I'm 6'5" tall, and when I stand up, I'm a head above. You're blind, aren't you?
Well, no. That way. I was right down there on the right hand side, singing loudly.
Oh, that was what I heard.
You heard?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are cute boys, then.
They are.
They were good. They were good boys.
Now, are they of the Gottliebs, or is that a different?
Different tribe.
Different tribe.
Up in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
So it's her family who were St. John's people, I guess.
Yeah, Helen.
Okay.
Helen's daughter. Yeah.
Is that her?
Yeah.
It's her daughter and son.
Those were granddaughters or grandsons. Yeah. Yeah.
I must be blind because I didn't see her.
Didn't I just get through saying that?
She didn't invite me to sit up there front for obvious reasons.
It was some family from Atlanta, and I'm trying to think who else.
It was his whole family from Atlanta, I think.
Not the whole family. No, they're much bigger than that.
Well, it was a lovely service at Lewisburg.
Yeah.
And really good.
I saw the whole family 6 weeks ago when, Bennett is his name. So sister got married in Atlanta, and I've known him for, well, as long as my kids were in college.
Oh.
And the youngest brother graduated summa cum laude from Mercer and went on to MCG, graduated summa cum laude from there, and then went to Johns Hopkins and was the chief resident.
Oh,
like, holy crap. I'd say there's some smarts in there somewhere. Yeah. All right. Are we ready to go?
It's only four.
That's it. Yeah, three absences today. So no split votes this morning, please.
Don't worry. We're with the program.
All right.
I only do that on occasion just to
piss me off.
Keep me on your toes.
Good morning, everyone. This is the February 28th Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. My name is James Corsi. I am the chairman. For everyone's information, this is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony this morning will please sign in if you haven't already. And the sign-in book is where? Up on the lectern? Where's the sign-in book? Lectern? Outside. Okay, very good. All right. Decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of this board must be filed with the Superior Court of Chatham County. Take notice of that. All right, let me take the roll, please. Chairman is obviously here. Ms. Ross is absent. Ms. Stone is absent. Mr. Vineyard?
Here.
Mr. Palouk?
Here.
And Ms. Field? And Mr. Drayton is also absent this morning. We have 4 of 7, so we do have a quorum and we can move forward. If we may, can we stand and raise it? I'll say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to the approval of the January 24th, 2023 meetings. Has everyone had an opportunity to review those meeting minutes? Are there any changes, edits suggested? If not, can I hear a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Okay, second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right, January 24th meeting minutes are approved. All right, no items to be removed from the final agenda this morning.
Okay.
So we move first. On the first item, regular agenda is 143 South Robin Hood Drive. Front and back, or front and side setback reduction.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, Nirav Gandhi, MPC staff. Let's see here.
Go ahead.
All right, so this is a variance petition for 143 South Robin Hood Drive. The petitioner is requesting two variances there. First, to reduce the front setback from 25 feet to 7 feet, and secondly, to reduce the side setback from 5 feet to 0 feet, so basically to remove the side setback. I'm going to go ahead and pull this up so you can get an idea of what they're asking for. So they'd like to add a carport, essentially, to the front of the house that would be attached to the home. So firstly, of course, like I said, they need a front setback. This is only about 7 feet, 6'11" from the front here, the front of the carport from the front property line. And then secondly, the carport would run all the way along the side property line, of course, requesting a 0-foot setback in that side. The proposed addition is about 20 feet wide and 43 feet deep along the longest side here. In total, it would add roughly 600 square feet to the area of the house. I've got some pictures here of the front that we took here. So basically what they're asking is to the carport would come out to the side property line here and to come out almost all the way to the front. I do have a picture here that we took of the street as well. So just some facts. The petitioner's property has approximately 60 feet of frontage on South Robin Hood Drive, and the property measures 7,200 square feet. The total lot coverage of the current house and the shed together is 27%, and the proposed lot coverage would be 34%, which is still below the 40% limit. So the main thing to note here is that as far as we could tell up and down South Robin Hood Drive, every home here is set back right about 25 feet, as the ordinance asks, from the front property line. There don't seem to be a lot of breaches into the front property line. So we did not find that there were any extraordinary circumstances pertaining to this lot. It's the same shape, size, and orientation as all the other lots in this neighborhood and has a similar-sized home. The applicant is not suffering an undue hardship. We did want to mention there's a licensed home daycare operating in the home. The owner is basically wanting to make this carport here so that when parents come for pickup and drop off, if it's raining or something, you know, they have a covered area to pick up and drop off the kids. But we did not find the subject property to be peculiar in any real way, that the rest of the neighborhood is not. And again, there don't appear to be a lot of carports like this around the neighborhood. Based on our previously stated findings, variance in this case would probably impair the intent of the zoning ordinance. The purpose of these setbacks established by the zoning districts is to provide a sense of uniformity and rhythm in development. Adding a carport that encroaches 18 feet into the front property line would be greatly interrupting that sense of spacing and character of the neighborhood. Also, reducing the side setback from 5 feet to 0 feet does not allow access for the owner to the side of their building for maintenance purposes, which can become an issue. I'll roll back up to the property line here. So, yeah, basically we found that it would be an issue that the owner would not have legal access to the side of their own home at this point if the carport stretched out all the way to the property line. So based on all these findings, we are recommending denial for the petition for these two variances, and I'll answer any questions.
All right. Any questions of staff before we move to the petitioner?
I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Nothing. All right. Is there someone here to speak for the petitioner this morning? Come forward, please. All right. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Can I have your name, please?
Glenn Sams.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
All right. Raise your right hand for me, please, Mr. Sams. Do you swear the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Speak.
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir. You have the floor.
Yes, sir. Me and my wife, we was saving up for this for almost 4 years to try to get this done. And like he was saying, the daycare is there and the kids, I mean, when they come in, if it's raining or something like that, they're getting wet. So we wanted to add that carport on and protect the, put our cars and to cover up our cars because the sun and stuff and weather is damaging and, we can't really afford to buy another car, more cars. And I think it's going to beautify the neighborhood to add this carport. And my neighbors don't have a problem with it. I got a certified letter from my neighbors next door saying that, you know, go ahead and add your carport. I mean, it's your property. But I work real hard to try to get this done. If you allow me to do it, you know.
All right. Any questions of Mr. Sams?
Sir, has that letter been made a part of the file?
I don't believe I have it, but we can bring it up to you.
The folks who wrote this letter, where are they? Are they your direct neighbors?
Yes, sir. Right next door.
They would be the ones who are affected by the carport?
Yes, sir. The carport will be right next to her side of the house. And we will have access to getting in and out through the from the backyard to my front.
Would you please make that as an exhibit to the...
I think he's got...
Okay. All right.
Can I keep this in the file?
You can keep it in the file. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Sams?
I have none.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sams?
Yes, sir.
Were you aware of the ordinance?
Were you aware of the ordinance prior to coming up with the plan for the carport?
No, sir, because the driveway was already there. All we wanted to do was cover it. I wasn't aware of the ordinance. No.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Field, any questions? All right. Discussion by the board. Anyone? I'm sorry, I may have cut. Was there someone else who'd like to speak this morning? Anyone online this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone on telephone? Okay.
I also have pictures of a couple of houses in the neighborhood that have similar same carport that I'm trying to do. One right down the street and one around the corner.
If you'd like for the board to take a look at those, we'll be happy to. Up. Excuse me, sir. Okay. If we can make those a part of the record as well, please. Two photographs, I believe.
Yeah. Can I get those back to you?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'll get them in.
Okay. Ms. Field, I believe you got a question.
I do. Sir, how did you find out you needed to apply for a variance? Because you had plans drawn up. Did they tell you when you were having the plans drawn up that you would need a variance or?
No, I wasn't aware that I would need a variance when I had plans drawn up. Well, when my contractor went to get a permit to do the job, that's when we found out that we needed a variance.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Anyone else want to make a comment in this case from the public? All right. From the board. The chair makes this one comment. I have some real concerns when we eat up all of the setback, especially on the side of this house. And I know your neighbor has graciously said it's no problem, what if your neighbor sells that house and it may be a problem? So that's my comment this morning. So anyone else on the board?
Mr. Chairman, I share your concerns. We have in the past obviously allowed people to reduce the side, but I don't know that I have ever had an occasion where we're reducing it to zero. And I can't in good conscience vote to do that.
All right. Anyone else?
You don't happen to know if there are any utilities or easement running in that spot, like that would be impacted by that move?
I'm not 100% aware of that, but I highly doubt there's any sort of easement there as far as utilities. Possibly, we're not sure.
I on that side of the house, I drive my riding lawnmower in and out right there. I got a swing gate there, so it's nothing in there blocking anything or anything.
All right. Any more comments or discussion? Hearing none, can I hear a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move we deny the application for a variance.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Mr. Pelote, seconds. Then I'll call it for a vote. Voice vote, please. Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
Ms. Field? And Mr. Pelote. All right. That's a majority vote. So the variance does not pass. Sorry, sir. That's a little more than we can bite.
Yes, sir.
All right, moving on to the next matter. Petitioner Joy Reno, 5 Flying Jib Lane. Can we hear from staff, please?
Yes, sir. And I just want to remind all the board members, when you're speaking, please make sure the microphone is on, the red light's on, and you're speaking directly into the mic. Once you kind of get past this here, it's really hard to hear anybody.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So our next petition is a variance request for a home that's out in the Landings. This is on 5 Flying Jib Lane. The petitioner is requesting a variance to reduce the front setback from 30 feet to 25 feet for the purposes of an extension to the front of the home. So this is a Flying Jib Lane over here, or rather here. This is the area of new construction. So the home looks like this as it is right now. They're hoping to add basically this much new area. It'll be a first and second floor, I believe. That would put them within slightly within the setback here. So you can see how this property line is a little bit weirdly shaped up at the front. Because of that, this is where the setback line runs as sort of a diagonal, which causes these two corners of the extension to poke out into the setback line. So the extension extends out roughly 10 feet further than the existing structure, and the proposed addition would be 2 stories, and I believe one floor will be a bedroom and the other being an exercise space. I'm sure Ms. Reno can speak more to that. Of course, as I said, this is has some frontage on Landings Way over here, and it also has frontage on Flying Jib Lane, this small road here. There are several houses in the immediate area that are 25 feet away from the front property line, but there are also a few that are as far back as 60 feet. So there's a kind of a great variation in this area about the front setbacks. You may know that the Landings was done as a planned development, so there isn't a uniform front setback on every single property out here. We did find that there are extraordinary circumstances pertaining to this property due to the shape. The angled nature of the front property line is why a variance is needed. If it were a parallel line with the rest of the front yard, a variance would not be required for this proposed addition. And I can show you a little bit. This is the area of the house that they wish to put the extension on, so it'll kind of loop around like that of what's there right now. We did not find that the applicant was suffering an undue hardship under the zoning ordinance. The subject property is affected in particular because of its unusual shape, however. So it should be noted also that many of the properties in the Landings are not rectangular. So based on these findings, we find that the strangely angled nature, of the property and the surrounding properties mean that extending the house 5 feet into the front setback line would not significantly interrupt the uniformity of the homes and Flying Jib Lane and on Landings Way. So we are recommending approval of the requested variance.
All right. Any questions of staff? Hearing none, who is here to speak for the petitioner?
I'm Joy Reno.
And your address, please?
11 Breckenridge Lane, Savannah.
Okay. All right, you have the, well, raise your right hand for me, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. You have the floor.
So the proposed variance of 5 feet encroaching on the front yard setback, as this gentleman described, the site is oddly shaped. And the homeowners, excuse me, Colin is getting to me. The homeowners wish to expand their existing garage and add another bay. And they currently have 6 children and a 3-bedroom home. So the impetus is to get another bedroom as well in the upper story of the home. Another hardship that I included in the variance package is they do have a daughter who has special needs. They added a pool because she needs daily exercise. Their garage is full of equipment, adaptive equipment that she needs, one being a very large tricycle that she has to use. So that's the main reason for expanding this structure, is just to fit all this equipment, both upstairs and in the garage bay. We were hoping to add on to the house on the other side of the property, the other side of the home. We were restricted by 2 live oak trees, so we couldn't obviously take those down or build anywhere within the proximity of their trunks. So that's where we are.
All right. Have you cleared the landings?
Yes, we got full approval from the landings. So the letter should be included in the packet.
All right. There are no problems with respect to going vertical here with the ordinance? Okay. All right. Any other questions from board?
Mr. Reno, I'm one of your neighbors, although I live in Moon River, so I'm across the street. But I used to live actually quite close to where you live, so I'm familiar with this property. In fact, I drove by. So basically what you're building is an addition to the garage and a bonus room, which is going to be used as a bedroom, I assume.
Yes, that's correct. And we aren't changing the height at all. In fact, we're essentially just, if you could stretch the building out, we're stretching that roof line. So we're not going any higher than anything existing.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Pelote. All right. Thank you. Are there any other speakers this morning? For or against?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just want to add to the record also, we did get a call from the neighbor who lives in the home right here behind this house. She had some concerns about the extension blocking her view of the road and access to her driveway, but Marcus and I took a trip out there. We looked around the lot, and we don't feel that that is true. So, but I did want to put that on the record that the neighbor does have some concerns about that.
Okay, I'm looking at that lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I have the same question. Boy, there's a very tiny little access onto that lady's.
Yeah, it's property. A kind of a weird setup here.
Huh. Have you discussed your opinion with the neighbor?
No, she just called us on the phone and wanted to voice her concern. So after we took a trip out there, as I said, we kind of walked around there and tried to do some, you know, perspective points, and we didn't find that this would interrupt anyone's ability to, you know, safely access the driveway or anything like that.
Okay.
There's still a good amount of room outside of that. I mean, there's still, you know, it's only a 5-foot reduction.
All right. Still wondering what her view is. All right. Any other questions of the board? Anyone on the phone this morning? For or against? Any discussion by the board?
Mr. Chairman, I drove by this. All these houses out here are all different. They're different sizes, shapes, forms. None of them are particularly the same in terms of architecture. I don't see a problem at all.
All right. Any other comments? Hearing none, can I hear a motion, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we allow the variance on the grounds that, one, the variance would it actually quite small in terms of the size of the lot, and two, that there are special circumstances here which would allow us to make that.
All right. And may I add to that that the variance would not impair the intent of the zoning ordinance?
Okay.
All right. Do I hear a second? All right. Ms. Fields seconds. Then a voice vote. Mr. Pelote?
Aye.
Ms. Field? And Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
All right. Chair votes aye as well. So it's unanimous. You have your variance.
Thank you. Thank you. And Ms. Reno has another one here. For 4 Crepe Myrtle, also in the Landings.
All right. Let's go right into that one, please.
Okay. Segue right in.
This is matter number 3-4 Crepe Myrtle Court.
So this is in the Landings over by the golf course area. So it's kind of a bit away from the last one we just talked about. But the petitioner is requesting a variance to reduce the rear setback at 4 Crepe Myrtle Court from 40 feet to 34 feet for an extension. So let's I'll just move down here to this map here. So the golf course is over here. This is the current home as it is. And they're hoping to put an extension here that would, as I said, encroach into the setback. Let me make this a little smaller. So the lot is located in a planned development, which is the Landings, of course, with a minimum rear setback of 40 feet. As we spoke about just now, the Landings as a planned development does not have a singular front or rear or side setback across the entire area. Each lot is platted out individually. Likely because this lot backs up to the golf course, there was a larger than usual setback applied to it, which is 40 feet in the rear. So the extension on the back would require a 6-foot reduction, like we said, from 40 feet to 34 feet. So this would be a reduction of about 15%. The proposed extension would be 1-story, and it would serve as basically a larger porch that would replace the existing porch right now. So I've got some photos. We went out there and took a look at it. So this is the existing porch. They basically just want to make a larger version of this. And that would end up encroaching a few feet into the setback line on the rear. And you can see how far away from even the path on the golf course the house is here. The lot coverage is not an issue as it's a very large lot. And I wanted to note also that several houses in the immediate area are 15 feet away from the property line, and some are as far back as 40 feet. So, like I said, there's a great variation in what we have around us in this neighborhood. There are extraordinary circumstances pertaining to the property due to its shape and size. Because the lot is significantly larger than all the lots in its immediate vicinity, it also backs up to the golf course rather than another residential lot. So granting a variance to this lot would have much less of an effect on the rhythm of the buildings than if it was, you know, a neighboring home. It is, like I said, just going to affect their proximity to the golf course. The applicant is not suffering an undue hardship, but they would simply like to add a larger back-covered porch. The property is affected in particular because of its unusual size and location. So, as I said, when the Landings were platted, each lot was given an individual rear setback, and this one happened to be 40, which is the largest that we can find in this area. So we do not find that this would impair the intent of the zoning ordinance. It's a very large lot and a very small variance reduction, only 6 feet reduction. So we are recommending approval of the requested variance.
Any questions of staff? Hearing none. Ms. Reno, you're up. And you're still under oath.
Yes.
All right. Go right ahead.
As he mentioned, there isn't really any undue hardship on the property. The owners, their existing screen porch actually is failing structurally. It's kind of sinking. So they had to remedy that regardless. And they thought, well, while we're at it, it's a very inadequate size screen porch, mainly because of the polygonal shape of it. It's really hard to furnish. And it just doesn't match the grandeur of the existing home. So it's a home value exercise as well to expand that outdoor living space in the back. So we're asking for 6 feet. The land use has already approved this variance as well, and we have that letter in our packet.
So the owner wants to make himself a larger target here?
We'll do that reinforced screening. That way they won't get in.
I will note that he's on the left side of the fairway. So
yeah. Yeah. I was on the right.
Okay.
Golf ball city.
Yes. Ma'am, is
excuse me. Is this going to be another screen porch?
Yes.
So it's not going to be windowed in or anything?
No. We're essentially replacing what's there but enlarging it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
What were you saying about the something sinking? What?
The existing screen porch structurally is unsound, and it's pulled away from the existing house structure already. If you look closely, you can see the angle, and there's a ton of caulk between the screen porch and the house. So
it does look like it's falling.
Yeah. So we're hoping just to add on to it. Now we have to pretty much replace the whole thing. But.
Okay. Any other questions of Ms. Reno? Is there anyone else here this morning to speak for or against this petition? Anyone on telephone? No? All right. Any discussion by the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion? The red one.
There we go. I'll do a motion to approve.
All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All right. Voice vote. Mr. Pelote.
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard.
Aye.
Ms. Field. Chair votes aye. You have your variance.
Thank you.
And wonder where that footing is on that. If there is one. All right, moving into the next matter, 542 Heather Street. All right, may we hear from staff, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner for 542 Heather Street is requesting a variance from section 3-6.1 of the Chatham County Ordinance. This section requires that accessory residential structures be located, or accessory structures, I should say, be located in rear yards where permitted. The subject property, which is here, is approximately a third of an acre in size, and it's located on the west side of Heather Street. It's approximately 300 feet north of Whitfield Avenue. This is where Whitfield Avenue intersects with Shipyard Road. The property is within the RMH zoning classification. That's a residential mobile home classification, which permits both single family detached as well as mobile homes. And in those cases, mobile homes can be permitted on a lot with an existing single family residence as long as it's within the rear yard. Currently on this property, there's a existing single family residence built in 1943 and substantially renovated within the last 5 years. this is a photograph of the subject property, which includes both structures. At some point after 2020, a recreational vehicle had been parked where the existing accessory building is, which appeared to be a residence. Subsequently, that recreational vehicle was replaced with the building that you see before you. The Chatham County Code Enforcement cited the owner for a violation of the code section I mentioned earlier because this structure is in the side yard, not in the rear yard. For the purposes of this requirement, the rear yard is defined as any portion of the property behind the rear facade of the principal building. As I mentioned, within the RMH zoning, a residential mobile home can be permitted on the same lot as a principal dwelling, with the condition that it be in the rear. And this property, this building was set, as you can see here, in the side yard. I did sort of an unofficial measurement of the site, and it appears that the principal structure is approximately 45 feet from the rear property line. The subject property is a similar size and shape to other lots on the west side of the block. As you'll note here, there's a different development pattern on either side of Heather Street. The properties on the west side are generally larger. The properties on the east side are generally smaller. Should mention that there is a mix of both mobile homes and single-family detached, traditionally constructed residences along Heather Street. This is a photograph of the property immediately across the street from the subject property, so you can see the difference in the development pattern from that standpoint. Going back to this map just quickly, there are existing mobile homes located here on the same side of the street as the subject property as you turn onto Heather Street.
So I can get my bearings here. I see a privacy fence there. The house on the other side of it is also a part of this.
Yes. Yeah, so the two structures you're looking at there on this map under the red dot is the blue cottage that's in that photograph.
Thank you.
And now that accessory building is also on the same lot. They are separated by a privacy fence, but they're on the same piece of property.
And what's that on the far end that I was looking
right
there? On the northern end of the lot.
Here?
No, here, down below.
Oh, like, here?
Yeah.
That was a just a storage building.
Okay. Anything else?
Just to go quickly through our review of the criteria, we found that the subject parcel meets the minimum lot area and lot width requirements for the zoning district, and that there are no extraordinary conditions associated with this property. The application of the accessory building standards on this property, we don't find create a hardship. The allowance of a additional residence is conditioned that it be in the rear yard, with the intent of ensuring that it is truly accessory to the principal building and not simply a second principal building on the same lot. We don't find there any unusual circumstances associated with this property, and that relief requested would interrupt the pattern of principal dwellings along the street frontage. Based on those findings, staff is recommending denial of the request to vary section 3-6.1 to allow accessory structures in rear yards.
All right, any questions of staff from about the board?
Was this build permitted?
That's a good question. It appears that it was placed on a foundation of some kind. I think it was set here, you know, obviously without a permit, so it's hard to say what the nature of the work was.
When I drove by, I noticed that the back has a meter box for power, but it's disconnected. Do you know if why or what the story is with that?
Well, let me say this, and I'll show you something here because I noticed the same thing. And I can't spell, so bear with me. This is not the property. So this was the property, a picture taken in March of 2022 before the building was constructed, which is now in the same location roughly as this recreational vehicle. And in this photo, you can see there was a meter box here. We don't know how that was established or if it was providing power to that recreational vehicle. So again, without having addressed the proper permitting, it's difficult to say what the situation was at this site.
And that RV is gone now.
Correct. Yeah, where the RV is now is approximately where this building is located now.
All right, maybe we hear from the petitioner.
And just to reiterate, I think Mr. Vineyard had a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Mr. Watson, we had this come up before about there being two residences on a piece of property. Does the zoning classification allow another residence?
Yes. So in this particular zoning classification, there's two classification which will allow an accessory mobile home on a lot with an existing principal dwelling. The RA zoning classification and RMH, which is where this property is.
Right.
However, the condition is that second building be in the rear.
In the rear.
Yes, sir.
Right. Okay.
And that's really what the variance is requesting. So it is a permitted use with the condition that it be in the rear.
How close to the back line is the back of this structure?
It's probably 45 or 50 feet. And I did a rough measurement of the principal dwelling distance from the rear property line, and it was about 45 feet.
Okay. Any other questions of the board? Right. Can we hear from the petitioner, please? Come on. And your name, please.
Min Tai.
Where do you live, sir?
12401 Apache Avenue.
Okay, so you do not live on this property?
No, sir.
All right. Raise your right hand for me, please, sir. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have the floor. Go ahead.
Yes, we bought this house 3 years ago. It was a foreclosure. It was neglected. It was a drug hoarding house. We bought it unseen. It was online auction. We came in there. The first thing we did was clean everything up. Paint it, fix the drywall, fix everything on that blue cottage house, made it presentable. We have a family member staying there. So while we were cleaning on the property on the right side, there were already existing mobile home there and it just had the frame. It was, so we had to move all that out. The reason why we bought this is prior when we saw the lot, it was allowed for four mobile home slots. And then of course, obviously we saw the mobile home previously on that lot too. So we cleaned it out. The RV guys was there. He needed a place to stay. Basically you can't put anything in the back because there's it's a septic system in the back. The septic systems was tied together with this lot and then to the house. So electrical was already there. We basically, the panel was upgraded, to accommodate this prefab structure. I didn't know there was a ordinance change, within the past 7 years. When I talked to Ms. Anderson, he said that, if there was already a mobile home already there and you don't move it, it can't be allowed at that location. But obviously I move it when I clean up the yard. This is more just a ability to have more space for this house. I didn't know, but I thought it basically was grandfathered in where you can put the same structure on the same location of the mobile home.
All right. Anything else? Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Chai?
Sir, This building wasn't spec built. I mean, it was
spec built. Yeah, it's a prefab built. I brought it from Springfield, Georgia. They have this basic building. It cost me $42,000. It's just a one bedroom, one bath, kind of like a prefab structure.
But can it be moved?
It can be moved. Yes.
Okay.
It's hard, but it can be moved.
Okay. Did I understand that the septic system would preclude a movement backward?
Yes. There's a septic system in the back of the house. It's kind of like towards the back. Where you see that fence is towards the back. The septic tanks, I measure, it was around 4 by 8 feet with a field drain going back and out. towards the left side. So you can't build anything in the back. And then from this structure in the back, it's wooded. It's all wood, everything. So there's really precludes you from building anything further back. And then, you know, we got the environmental, they approved the location. It says doesn't encroach on the septic system, the field, the drain field. You know, it meets all the setbacks regarding the location of this structure.
All right. Any other questions of board? Mr. Chai.
Yes, sir.
None? Ms. Field? Do we have anyone else here to speak for or against the petition? Anyone online? No? Discussion by the board.
Mr. Chairman, I hate to be Chatty Cathy today, but I'm a little conflicted in this one. The other ones have been, I think, pretty open and shut. Obviously, it's in the wrong place. But my God, look what he's done.
It's a beautiful street, sir. I'm serious. I made it better.
Sir, it's my turn.
Oh, sorry about that, sir.
It obviously has changed the whole outlook of this lot. I just don't know. And the building itself is, frankly, better looking than if this was a standard mobile home sitting there. I just don't know. I'll wait and hear from the rest of the board.
Mr. Palut, any questions or any discussion?
No question, but I guess really the premise of where we are, this structure should actually be behind the existing home. There's an ordinance that dictates what I've just suggested. So it's obvious, it would be obvious to me. I would imagine that it definitely wasn't permitted because this is not a mobile home. I would imagine that purely by definition, this is tough. Because again, the basis of the ordinance is that this structure is to be behind the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in that regard, I would definitely have to side with staff.
All right. Ms. Field, anything?
I think I understand as well what you're saying as far as it needs to be in the back of the lot, but with the septic system back there, and I'm assuming that because it originally harbored a trailer in that spot, probably everything was already run to that spot. So it would be a rework of all the utilities and tying back into septic. So I see why he did what he did. And it does look a lot better, that's for sure. I drove past this and looked around the neighborhood. This is definitely an improvement, especially if you pull up the past photos when it had like an RV out there. But I'm like you, I'm conflicted.
How far back could it be moved before it truly encroaches on that?
You can't move it back. It's the septic tank, the wooded area. The lot line ends from the end of the blue cottage, maybe 10 feet. You can't move any further back. This is the existing structure. The only thing we did is we built the platform to make sure it's stable, and we put anchor ties down there to make sure there's no movement.
And the septic system serves both the structure.
Yes, sir. The main we got the Reliance septic can accommodate two bathrooms. This one here has two bedroom and one bath, and this one here is just basically one. I can't move any back and further. I just kind of built the way it was, where the previous mobile home was. before we took it out. And when we cleaned up the whole lot and the whole yard, it took like five dumpsters of trash inside this main house here. When we took over, we bought it for $76,000 back then, which is sitting there. And the neighbors, they all praise what, you know, we were able to do with this house instead of being neglected sitting out there. There's a lot of drug use towards this whole street, especially when you go in the further back. There's a lot of homes with trash, with mobile homes and with main structure housing. It's literally next to each other instead of being in the back. So I thought that it, based on the allowed lots prior, that it can be the same location.
Mm-hmm. Sir, this is Mr. Vineyard again. Were any permits ever issued for this building?
I did not know. I did not know until I got the red work stop when we had already set it in. And then that's when I got all the proper requirement. And I talked to Mr. Anderson. We got the penalty paid off. I try to get, permission.
So the answer is no. There were no building permits ever granted for this building.
No.
I mean, even to do the electrical, plumbing, and whatever else needed to be done.
Yeah, these are prefab. The electrical was already there. We just upgraded the box to accommodate this structure instead of the RV. The RV has 50 amps already there to accommodate the RV from the RV house prior.
But the upgrade to the electrical should have been permitted, correct?
No, the upgrade is basically just bringing the power from the box down to the structure. I had my electrical guy that he was able to run the wire down instead of using a 50 amp box. That what you saw on the two sides, those are the RV 50 amp box.
Who tied in the septic then? Someone else? And
yeah, my plumber too. The hole was already there. You know, the RV, the septic was already down there. So we just basically connected from that portion of the RV septic running to the house. And you can see the pipes. It's all up above ground.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make it better, to make the street better.
Right. Okay. What about permits for the main structure? Were they obtained?
Oh, the main structure, we didn't do anything. We just cleaned it out. It was bad. You can see the old picture on Zillow and see what it looked like.
All right. Lotson, you have something?
Well, I was just going to what did I do with it? I was just going to show you the home since that came up, if I can find a decent before picture. That's the site, I guess, before they did some work on it. But that'd be the structure before Mr. Ty did the improvements. But I did want to clarify one thing, that the let me go here. The recreational vehicle that was here previously is not permitted, and it was not permitted. So the issue with that is that when I was describing what's permitted by the ordinance in terms of the second residence, that would be for a mobile home. An RV would not be considered a residence. So that was never legal. So I just wanted to make sure the board understood that.
Yeah, that's why we had to kick him out, but it took a while to kick him out.
Go down the street there a little bit on that same photograph, please. Google.
So the street dead ends. Heather Street is a dead end down here. There's a single family residence here.
Mobile home next to it.
As you go down the street, there's a combination of single family and mobile homes.
Okay.
And multiple mobile homes on the right side, and then on the left side at the cul-de-sac, you see the house structure has all this other now.
Home back here.
Yeah, back here now it's all like a junkyard, mobile homes everywhere. This house here, it's such,
It ends in a cul-de-sac at the end of the street.
Mr. Lawson?
Yes, ma'am.
Even if that RV had been sitting there, there wouldn't be a grandfather in for anything to go back in that location because that wasn't legal to begin with, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Any other questions or discussion? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
A motion to deny.
All right. All right. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Hey, let me call for a voice vote. Mr. Pallote, this is a vote to deny, correct? Mr. Vineyard?
Aye.
And I guess you're the movement, so your vote is what, Ms. Field? All right. That is three ayes to deny the variance. Matter concluded. Mr. Ty, you're going to have to do something with that structure. I'm not telling you what to do with it, but I'm sure you're going to get with staff.
It's going to be hard. I mean, it's.
Well, sir, we applaud your efforts to clean.
Absolutely.
I mean, I do. But I couldn't bring myself to vote the other way. Sorry.
All right, let's go to the last matter, if we may. 164 Laurel Green Court. All right, Mr. Lawson, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The petitioner for 164 Laurel Green Court, Mr. Isaac Scott, is requesting a 4-foot side yard setback variance from the 5-foot requirement for the construction of an addition onto a single family residence. The subject property at that address is approximately 6,000 square feet in size. It is located on the east side of Laurel Green Court, a cul-de-sac in the Laurel Green subdivision off Quaco Road. The applicant is proposing to construct an addition on the east side of the property. As I mentioned, the property is developed with a single family residence. It's approximately 1,250 square feet in size. There's also a raised slab on that southeast side that's approximately 12 feet by 40 feet, which is the location of the proposed addition. So you see a survey that was provided by the applicant here. This is the existing structure. The slab, which you see here, is the location of the proposed addition. And I've indicated the encroachments in the red circles. This is a photograph of the residence. And you can see the location of the slab adjacent to the southeast property line. The petitioner had began working on the site and again was stopped by Chatham County because there were not proper permits associated with the work that was proposed. As you can see here, I think you can see here, there was also like the beginnings, I think, of some rough end plumbing. This is an aerial photograph that shows the residence, the fenced yard, and the location of the slab. The issue really is the encroachment on the side yard. There's a 5-foot requirement that the property be set back, or that the structure be set back from the adjacent property here. And as you can see, because this property is on a cul-de-sac, the orientation of the next adjacent home is somewhat closer because of the angle in which it sits. In staff's review of the criteria, we found that the subject property met the minimum lot area and lot width requirements for the zoning district properties in this neighborhood are quite similar in terms of lot width and lot area. We think the requested variance would create an unnecessary encroachment on the nearby adjacent property. We didn't find that there were any unusual conditions associated with this property, and that the relief requested is essentially an elimination of the setback requirement down to 1 foot. The intent of the setback is to provide adequate separation between buildings, and the proposed addition would be 1 foot from the side property line.
Go back to the aerial photo
for
a moment. Your findings say that the concrete slab is within 1 foot of the property line. Are those yellow lines that I'm seeing?
Yeah, those do indicate the lot. The lots themselves, they are not surveyed lines,
okay.
However, so
all
they're
right,
not.
Because it looked as though it was.
So it does
well
appear to encroach a lot based on that.
Oh, yeah.
But a better indicator is the survey, which shows the dark dashed line being the property line here.
Okay.
And the concrete foundation that was poured.
All right. Any questions of staff? Hearing none, can we hear from the petitioner, please?
Mr. Scott.
What's your name, sir?
Isaac Scott.
Mr. Scott, would you raise your right hand, please?
Yes, sir.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help of God?
I do.
Where do you live, sir?
164 Lower Green Court.
All right, so this is your house?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. You've got the floor, sir.
Well, I'm just trying to add on, I've got a family of six all together. I always wanted a big house. So what I did was I closed my garage in and I added on. So I wanted to add on two more rooms and a bath to the side lot. So just always wanted a big house. So just started my add on and get approved for it. We was talking about the variance. I canceled out the first time. I was gonna go ahead and get the village crew to come tear everything up because I didn't agree with what was going on at first. But Mr. Baskin, he came out there along with the inspector, and he said reschedule the variance and maybe you could talk to them about leaving it the way it is now. Because you're not nowhere near your neighbors. You're not close to your neighbors at all, and you're not nowhere near you're not past your property line. So you're really in good standings. So I said, you sure about that, Mr. Baskin? He said, yes, sir. He said, but this asked the commission if you could have the okay to go ahead and accept the variance or the approval for that, and I could go ahead and start building after that. So that's pretty much what I'm waiting on is just to get the approval from you guys, if you don't mind, and I can go ahead and start building after that.
All right. Are there any questions of Mr. Scott?
No, sir. That's about it. That's about it. I work hard for a living, and I worked last night, and I'm just trying to go ahead and get this done so I can go get some sleep.
Is there anyone else here today to speak for or against the petition? Anyone online? All right. Tell me about your neighbor, the one right next door to you.
Yes, sir. She's waiting on me to start building. She said she don't know why they give you guys a hard time. You're not past your property line at all. You're not even nowhere near my property. She said she waiting on me to start building. Now, as a matter of fact, the Chatham County police officers that ride around the neighborhood, they even asked me when I'm gonna start building. They say if you're not past your property line, you should have the okay to start building. Why are they giving you such a hard time? I say I have no clue. I don't know what's going on with that. But also Mr. Baskin stated that if I go back 5 feet and cut that slab 5 feet back. It won't make no sense to go build anything because I won't have no room at all. He said, your dream two bedroom, one bath will be nothing but a closet. So you won't have no room at all. So he said, well, I'm telling you right now, just go ahead and do the variance and ask the commission if you could just leave it the way it is.
Well, you're not asking for permission. You're asking for forgiveness, aren't you? Because you've
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If I can, yes, sir.
You've already poured the slab. Got it roughed in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because what happened was before I did the planning, I had the paperwork and everything. They already stamped it and approved it. So that's what I'm calling my boys to come. Pour the slab and the pipe and got everything done. And, boom, that's when I had to go make sure the inspector came out of that with the property lines. And that's what it came about. I got the red flag pulled on me. Say, well, you better hold on a minute.
Let's ask him. Did you have a permit to pour that slab?
Did I have a permit?
Yes, sir.
Well, no, sir, I didn't. Okay. But, I made a mistake on that. Because I felt that I was nowhere past my property line, and I felt I was on my property, and I felt I was good to go. So I really kind of jumped the gun on that.
Yeah. What about the plumber? Did you get a permit for him to rough in?
I pretty much did that myself. The plumbing work.
You plumber?
Yeah, I'm Jackson of all trades. Yes, sir.
You're licensed.
I'm a handyman.
You're a handyman.
Yes, sir. I'm a handyman. I'm an electrician. I'm all of the above.
Questions from Mr. Pelote?
So, Mr. Scott.
Yes, sir.
Now, I would imagine you being a handyman, you do understand that there's a permitting process and the reason why there's a permitting process. Would that be fair to assume?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So there's no permit to pour the slab. There's no permit to do the plumbing rough-in. And then you were flagged that you need to stop in order to ask for a variance. As the chairman said, it was really an act of forgiveness because you've kind of put the cart before the horse.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I do apologize for that. I jumped the gun. I moved too fast on that situation. I got a little overexcited about what I was doing for my family. And I'm like, you know, hey, mm-hmm. Everybody liked it. Everybody, our neighbors like, what you doing? What's going on? Everybody decided about what I'm doing. So they waited on me to build it. You know, like I said, I do apologize by jumping the gun so fast like that.
Why didn't you buy a bigger house somewhere else?
Well, sir, my during that time, it was like kind of a rush house because I had got my wife pregnant and I didn't want to move into an apartment. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm trying to find us a house. And so what they did, they ran my credit line and my credit. Wasn't high enough for the big houses in Southbridge. My credit wasn't good enough for Southbridge. you know, the landings, you know, by the beach water. So, you know, so I just had to get what I could afford. And so I got a little help with that. Thank God for my dad and gave me the money to close on the house. So. Thank God for that and my grandmother.
Okay. Any further discussion from the board? Yeah, hearing none, do I hear a motion? Come on, step up.
Mr. Chairman, it would be my recommendation to side with staff in denial. And if I might say, Mr. Scott, unfortunately, the task that we have, everything has rules, regulations, and so forth. And today in particular, we've been asked basically to bend rules and provide variances when it's difficult to make decisions based on how you feel about a situation with your heart, because I understand what you're trying to do. I understand what you would like to provide for your family. However, you know, there are certain protocol that that needs to be followed in order to achieve these dreams and aspirations that we have. And unfortunately, I cannot say let's not follow the rules because of any other situation other than the way that I may personally feel about the situation. So, Mr. Chairman, in that regard, I have to side with staff.
We have a motion to deny the variance on the floor. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, I share Mr. Pelote's concerns. You know, it's admirable that he wants to provide for his family, but I would feel a little hypocritical after having voted no on the last one that was right on the lot line to allow this one, which is in fact on or close, maybe over the lot line. So I would second the motion.
All right. So we have a motion to deny and a second. Mr. Pelote, your vote is to deny. Ms. Field. All right. Mr. Vineyard.
Aye.
All right. Then the motion passes to deny the variance. And Mr. Scott, I think you need to get with staff going from here, okay? And take their recommendations. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Do we have any other matters on the floor today?
No, sir.
All right. Any other comments from the peanut gallery up here? Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.
We have been pretty contentious today, gentlemen.
No, these weren't even close, all right? Yeah.
But at least we were unanimous. I mean, yeah. It's actually been sort of...
Yeah, but he, you know,